On Mercer University Week, exposure to mercury has long-lasting effects. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Adam Kiefer, professor of chemistry, looks into one way we can avoid exposure.
Gold, like many other metals, is integral to every aspect of modern life, particularly electronics such as the phone, radio, or computer you are using to listen to me right now. But did you know that about 20% of the gold annually produced is mined not by companies, but by individual miners working in low and middle-income countries around the world? The majority of these 16 million artisanal and small-scale gold miners use mercury to extract gold during a process called amalgamation. They then heat up the resulting mixture to drive off the mercury as a gas, thus revealing the gold. As a result, artisanal and small-scale gold mining is now recognized as being the number one source of man-made mercury pollution on the planet. As you may know, mercury vapor is highly toxic and can damage the lungs, kidneys, and brain. It is both a persistent and a mobile contaminant in the environment. Long-term exposure to these concentrations can result in memory loss, tremors, irritability, and delirium. You may better recognize this as Mad Hatter's disease. Exposure to concentrations of mercury found during the burning of amalgams has even resulted in the death of miners. Our research combines science and service. We've developed a way to use portable spectrometers to map cities and towns to determine where mercury pollution from artisanal mining has contaminated the air. As we identify hot spots of pollution, we work with towns and national governments to address these issues, including making laws that protect the environment. We've also developed a mercury capture system that traps the mercury during the heating process, preventing it from polluting the air in the first place. By working with miners, gold buyers, and government officials, we hope to make a lasting change in the years to come.
That was Adam Kiefer of Mercer University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.